The Spokane Indians, a Class A affiliate of the Texas Rangers, have celebrated the team's partnership with a local tribe for which the team is named. Benjamin Hill writes for MILB.com, the official website of minor league baseball. Benjamin, let's start with a description of the uniform jersey that members of the Spokane Indians will be wearing for their home opener in June.
The team is going to be wearing jerseys with the word Spokane, but in script of the Salish tribe. That's the language spoken by the local Spokane Indian tribe.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it, you can immediately tell it's not just, you know, S-P-O-K-A-N-E. It is written in the Salish script, which has what looks to us to be apostrophes after almost every letter, and then even a circular symbol at the end that is not known in the English language.
Well, skeptics might be tempted to dismiss that jersey as a gimmick, but appreciation of the Spokane tribe by the team's owners has a history. Tell us about that.
The core members of the team's front office have been in place for about two decades, and when they took over, the team wasn't using any Native American logos, imagery, mascots whatsoever. But through the years and through cultivating that relationship, prior to the 2007 season, they unveiled a new logo that was a collaboration with the tribe itself, in which it again used some Salish script and included eagle feathers, which are sacred symbols in their culture.
The signs at the ballpark telling people where they should enter and stuff like that, where the Indians play, are in two languages, English and the Salish dialect, which I understand is in danger of disappearing. Is the team involved in other efforts to preserve the language of the tribe?
I don't think they're involved specifically in terms of leading those efforts, but there's a lot of efforts right now within Spokane, just the city of Spokane, to do that exact thing. There's a school that was started just, I think, two or three years ago dedicated to teaching people the language. There's a full immersion kindergarten and elementary school program in which these kids speak Salish every day.
In connection with protests against the name of the NFL team playing in Washington, D.C., you have written that with regard to team names like Indians, at least, and I'm quoting now, controversy need not be the norm. What else are the Spokane Indians doing to encourage cooperation and respect rather than controversy?
With these jerseys, at the end of the year when they auction them off, the money from the auction will go back to the Salish tribe. Portions from the jersey sales, just throughout the season, the replica jerseys will go back to the tribe. So I think it's just about always thinking about ways in which this can be a true partnership, and it's not the team just dictating to the tribe, okay, here's what we're going to do.
Benjamin Hill writes for MILB.com, the official website of minor league baseball, and he blogs at bensbiz.mlblogs.com. And you can see the Spokane Indians opening day jersey featuring Salish script at onlyagame.org. Ben, thank you very much for speaking with me.
That was my pleasure. Thank you.